there is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. 100 years ago, many small communities across Canada decided to form an organization called GIAS, which stands for Jewish Immigration Aid Services. Its aim was to assist refugees fleeing Europe following World War I, and this year, in celebration of its establishment and ongoing refugee assistance programs, two unique exhibits are being held under the theme Love the Stranger, one at the Holy Blossom Temple in Toronto, and a traveling exhibit known as Refuge Canada Tent, where one can view photographs, written stories, and material on Canada's position in relation to the global refugee crisis. It's been a long, challenging road to success. However, GIAS spokesperson Jody Block has no doubt about its future and objective.
GIAS is prepared to be here for the next century to continue to help welcome Jewish immigrants to this country and to help them find their place in our community, and also to work with the established Jewish community to support humanitarian immigration to Canada, people of all faiths who need to find safe haven. You know, we look at our Jewish community and we're all immigrants. We've all been immigrants at one point or another.
Recent concerns over a rise in anti-Semitism in the United States has prompted a survey which revealed alarming findings on attitudes regarding anti-Semitism in the workplace. Questions posed towards 26% of hiring managers showed that they were less likely to consider Jewish applicants, citing Jews as having too much power, control, wealth, are greedy, and are responsible for killing Jesus. Some also stereotypically bar anyone resembling a Jew, limit their presence, and not hire Jews at all. When workers were surveyed, 33% confirmed anti-Semitism is ongoing, with 29% believing that anti-Semitism is acceptable in the workplace. Based on this report, executive recruiter and career counselor Stacey Haller says that Jewish individuals have clearly been discriminated on a large scale, with the issue of anti-Semitism hardly receiving any attention. She added that organizations need to urgently implement an oversight approach by introducing training and meaningful discussions on the topic to ensure a prejudice-free working environment. As Iran battles uprisings and continually vilifies and condemns Israel, the Jewish community of Tehran has, in a letter, condemned the ongoing protests in that country. Amidst a deadly crackdown on protesters, the Tehran Central Jewish Committee says it is standing by the Iranian regime in the wake of numerous deaths and financial losses. The committee declared its stance to obey the supreme leader, adding that protesters are destroying the unity enjoyed amongst Iran's population. It has been noted that leading figures in Iran's Jewish community occasionally release anti-Israel statements which suits the government's agenda. Imagine a cap-like device which, when worn, does a more effective job than a physical mask. Okay, this is how it works. It's invented by Israeli scientists, and the prototype cap has a small battery-powered device which fits on its peak. The device blows air down in front of one's face at an acceptable speed of 30 kilometers an hour. Well, now, experience on this cap-like device prototype called an air screen simulated the effects of someone sneezing or coughing 1 meter away from a subject, and results showed that 62% of droplets and aerosols which were heading towards the person wearing the device were halted, and 99% of droplets and aerosols coming from the wearer to others were stopped. Well, still at an experimentation stage, the head of the Energy Center of Technion, Israel Institute of Technology, Professor David Greenblatt, said that this technology has a long-lasting and effective role in its affordability and its ability to protect against many viruses other than COVID. Well, the weekend is upon us again. Let's see what made and continues to make headlines this week. Lithuanian Holocaust survivors can look forward to £32 million in compensation. The B'nai Menashe Jewish community from India recently inaugurated their first synagogue in Israel. An event was held at the Vatican aimed at uniting Jews and Catholics. A new mental health center offering mental health counseling for English-speaking residents in Israel has been launched by the Yeshiva University. And Israeli researchers from Tel Aviv University have developed new technology that destroys cancerous tumors. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. And if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.